I'm going to offer a guided meditation tonight, or this afternoon, which continues to explore, and plays with, so we can bring lightness to it. Experience of opening up our attention to the energy body. So bringing our attention into a sense of the whole body. And this is drawn from discourses of the Buddha explored and creatively developed by teachers. In particular, I'm from Rob Barbia, as I mentioned, and Catherine McGee, and drawing on the Anapanasati Sutta, in which the Buddha talks about bringing the mindfulness into the whole body. As the mind settles and is collected through mindfulness of breathing, and also the mindfulness immersed in the body discourse, in which the Buddha talks about the body being filled with bright attention. So the body filled with bright attention, and how can we experience this? What is this pointing to? What experience is this pointing to? So I'd like to invite you to explore this with me creatively in this guided meditation. So let's again begin by feeling the body sitting stable and balanced and at ease, energized and gentle, so not straining, but really also bringing a quality of energy and full attention to the experience in this moment. Bringing mindfulness to the fore. So often in our meditation practice, we focus in a very precise way, feeling the breath in a particular place in the body, and in this way, the focus excludes a broader field, a broader range of experience. Or conversely, we might open up very wide and feel the awareness to be quite vast and open. And so in this practice, we're finding a kind of a middle focus, a lens that, you know, we're bringing it to the body. So it's an open sense within the body, and so it's not very precise in one point, and at the same time there is a kind of a sense of a parameter for our experience. And so as we come to the body, we can begin by feeling the breath, and that can help to just focus our attention, feeling the breath in the body. In And in this way, fully arriving, and as we feel the breath, the inhalation and the exhalation, we can notice how each of these parts of the breath, the breathing in and breathing out, how it's felt in the whole body. So as you breathe in, you might feel the breath entering through the nostrils and breathing in is often felt as energizing, anapana, breathing in the life energy as well as the various gases that we breathe in for the body's functioning. And just without trying to create any experience, notice how you feel in the whole body with the in-breath. Do you feel it in a particular place? Do you feel it in the head? Do you feel it in the chest? Do you feel it lower than the chest? Do you feel it in the abdomen? Do you experience any rippling of energy through the body as you breathe in? Just focusing for a moment on the in-breath. So it takes a kind of a delicate looking, a delicate observation, and a light touch. Really tuning in a kind of subtle way into how the body feels as we breathe in. And bringing the exhalation into the experience. Where are we breathing out from? And what is that experience of breathing out energetically? Does it feel like an emptying, a releasing? Does it feel like you're kind of exhausting in the body? What do you notice about the energetic quality in the body as you breathe out? as you have a sense of the shape of the body, the proprioception, the capacity to notice, to know, even with the eyes closed, how the body is comported, bring a kind of a softness to the edges of the body, an openness. Experiencing the body as a kind of an open system, energetically, in terms of the breath as well, feeling or bringing some awareness that we also breathe through the skin. There's an exchange that happens. And opening up the sense of the body breathing, or the body being breathed, perhaps, to feel the whole body breathing. If you find that your attention begins to narrow down to a particular place in the body, maybe a place where there's some discomfort, or habitually you focus on the breath in a particular place, I encourage you to just keep stretching and opening your attention, widening your attention to include the whole body and a little bit beyond those soft edges of the body. Just keep opening the focus, widening the lens. If you find that there's some place in the body that feels contracted, you could use the out-breath to invite that to release. Not focusing in a tight way on that place in the body, but still holding a wide view of the body. And just perhaps for a moment, bringing that place of contraction into the foreground. It could be a physical contraction, it could be an emotional contraction. So in this practice, sometimes there's a very receptive quality of attention, that we're just resting in the whole body and the breath is coming and going, and we're receiving that into awareness. And at other times, there's a more active, intentional way of practicing in which we are skillfully working with a particular experience. And so it's okay to go back and forth between active and more passive ways of practicing in the body. You may notice that there are places in the body that feel more illuminated in your awareness. They feel more open, more, they're more in your awareness, conscious awareness. And there may be other places in the body that feel more in shadow. And notice that, explore where the body feels more illuminated in awareness and where it's more in shadow. And not in any way judging that one is bad and one is good. Just kind of taking stock, noticing. And notice if there's any change as you bring attention, as you become aware that some parts of the body feel more in shadow. Maybe there could be more sensation in those places. Or maybe the shadow part diminishes a bit, or maybe it doesn't. Just notice. Now I invite you to explore and notice, is there any place in the body where there's some sense of ease, where there's some sense of okayness? Or even feeling neutral? Or maybe there might be a sense of, in the body, some place where there's a moment or some experience of joy, contentment, gladness. Explore and see if you experience this in the body. Maybe around the chest, or maybe in the forearms. or perhaps the thighs. Is there any place in the body that feels fairly relaxed? Maybe just for a few moments. So the Buddha actually instructs in mindfulness of the body meditation that where there is a pleasant experience in the body, that we can explore that, enjoy it. And where there is neutral experience in the body, with mindfulness, that can move toward a bit more pleasant, maybe a little bit pleasant, or just being neutral is fine, restful. It feels like I can be here in the body, in this neutral place. Maybe it's the feet. Maybe it's the hands. Maybe it's a shoulder. And perhaps there are places of contraction or emotional contraction or physical contraction around discomfort. And see if you can not contract down and collapse the attention around those places. Or even collapse the attention around the sensation of the breath. Because these focused places can be quite habituated in our minds. And in that habituated way of paying attention, there can be baggage of self, of me and mine. And so, not just exploring being with the body in maybe some different ways, light, playful, subtle. Allowing it to be just what it is. And so another exploration of mindfulness in the whole body, using our imagination, using ways of perceiving that can bring ease and a sense of well-being. Just to imagine the body as a kind of a cloud of light. Just perhaps imagine light in the body, maybe coming in through the breath, or just coming in from within or from life around us. It could be a sense of a cloud, a kind of a radiant cloud, or it could be a kind of a moonlight or bright sunlight. Just bringing that sense of light filling the body. And notice what that experience is. Just playing with that. Play with extending the light, whatever quality of light you are imagining in the body. Just play with extending that through the whole body, top to bottom, front to back, side to side. And there's no need to struggle or feel like, oh, I have to get it just right, perfect. Just play with it. Notice what happens. Maybe those soft edges of the body might even become more open. Maybe the light radiates beyond how we even imagine the body. See if that happens for you. Maybe it doesn't, that's fine. And now I'm going to invite you to do something that you probably haven't done in a meditation hall before. I'm going to invite you to hum. And with the humming, feel the vibrations through the whole body. The vibrations coming from within you, and also vibrations coming from around you. And just see if you can play with this, and we'll do it for a couple minutes and see what it's like. And it doesn't matter what note you hum, any note's fine. Rest in the sensation of the vibration in the body. And use this resonance to have a sense of resting in the whole body. Notice if any of the resonance that you experience has a quality of pleasantness, of joy, connection. And allow this to be present in, within you if you do experience it. Or calmness. Or the mind being a little bit quiet. So I'd like to invite you into one more experience as part of this guided meditation guided samatha practice. So feeling the breath and imagining that the breath is not being sourced from outside the body, but is that we're breathing, that the breath is being sourced at the heart. So we're breathing from the heart. And as we breathe in, breathing from the heart and that quality, that energy, that nourishment of the breath goes through the whole body. And as we breathe out, it returns to the heart. Breathing in, sourcing from the heart. And breathing out back into the heart. And again, notice what that quality of breath is and how it's experienced in the body. It might be that as we breathe in, sourcing the breath at the heart, there's a quality, an emotional tone of kindness, of caring. See if that opens up for you. And it might be that we can discover this body as the ground of metta. Not needing to direct metta toward ourselves or toward anyone or anything, but really bathing in this quality of kind-heartedness. And it might not be your experience. What is your experience? It could be that sadness comes up as you breathe in from the heart. And that's okay. That sadness, when it's received kindly, can be a source of compassion. Breathing in from the heart and breathing out back into the heart. Just resting in the energy of acceptance, openness. Inner presence. Simply being present within ourselves, within the energy body, within the emotional body, can bring a quiet joy and contentment, a sense of presence and aliveness. So as we finish this guided meditation and we move out of our meditation posture and mindfully go to the dining hall for supper, I invite you to bring this quality of attention and presence to your next activities, your eating, your whatever you're going to do during your unscheduled time. Just staying present and gentle within yourself, within this body.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.